recapping two games, play from two stellar Hoos, the maybe fresh question of the week, and looking ahead to Georgia Tech and UNC. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Jay Willie Show alongside DJYB and Jason Williford. I'm Mark Jerome. DJYB, that was a crazy, crazy cut. That blink.
Thanks, man.
I don't think most people on Facebook, we weren't recording yet. We weren't live yet when you went from Beastie Boys to Jay Willie.
That was they missed out.
They did.
They missed out.
Jay Wills, DJYB, quick plug for you tomorrow night, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
You got competition tomorrow night, though, DJYB.
The game's at 7.
But you know what? People can turn down their TVs and listen to music.
That's true. I'm still figuring it out. I'm going to do something, but I can't watch the game if I'm DJing.
No, okay, but everybody else can do both.
One of his boys suggested he put the game on in the background while he's DJing and just let that ride.
I might do that idea.
That sounds like a good idea. Yeah. Folks, you can catch the pregame show at 6:30 and either YB and the game or the game and put YB in the background.
Yeah. twitch.tv/DJYB, WHYBE.
Thanks, YB. Hang out for a little bit if you'd like, but make sure you come back on, please, at the end. It's not the same without you when we say goodbye to everybody.
I got you.
Appreciate you. Jay Wills, what's happening? How's Atlanta?
It's good. Just finished dinner, watched a little film, and in fact, where we're staying is last time I think I even, besides us playing in the Final Four, I went to a Final Four with Coach Bennett, is where he he introduced his father at the Champions Luncheon. And we're staying at the same hotel that we stayed at, and we actually ate in the same ballroom. It was pretty cool. I had to remind Tone, he forgot. But it was pretty cool.
How many times have you met Dick Bennett?
Coach comes every year, preseason. He'll catch a couple, postseason games. He's been here every year since Tone's been here.
If you had to describe him in a sentence or a few words, how would you do so?
Genuine, yet feisty. Really good guy. Loves the game, loves his son, wants to see his son do well. But you could see the competitor in him when he's at practice. And you know we're not doing something that he likes when he gets up and he starts pacing the sideline, or he'll come and grab an assistant and say, hey, tell them to do this. They're not doing this. And those juices get stirred, and it's awesome. Our first year, I want to say it was our first year, we scrimmaged at Marquette, and Dick came to the scrimmage. And afterwards, he pulled the staff aside. And Buzz was at Marquette. I want to say Jimmy Butler, Wes, I don't know if Wes was there, but Jimmy Butler was on that team, and Jay Crowder and a couple kids. It was a good Marquette team, and they put it to us. But like Joe was, it was Joe's first year. Joe had a good scrimmage. And as a staff, we were like, hey, the future looks bright. We got a couple good pieces. We're still trying to figure it out. Dick calls the entire staff into the locker room, lays into us and says something along the lines, your AD should be ashamed of what you put together. And that was my first time meeting Dick.
Wow.
And I'm like, God, we're in trouble, Tone. And he said, Jake, he says that stuff all the time. He'll apologize to me 20 minutes later. I said, okay.
I remember having a conversation with TV about his relationship with his dad. My relationship with Ty.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I'm thinking, hey, you know, that's a good team. We, you know, we're still trying to figure out who we are. God, he put it on us, man. He let us have it that day.
He was, you could just see the intensity in him at the Final Four.
He lived and died every possession, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
No, it's hard for him to come in actually attend games because he is so intense. I'll never forget, there's another story about Dick. So I want to say ACC NCAA tournament, we're down in Raleigh. And right before going to the tournament, he gives us, you know, he's at practice and he tells us, hey, good luck. This will be the last time I'll talk to you. I can't do this. It eats at me. I get too revved up. I won't see you guys anymore. I wish you all the best. This is probably the last time I talk to this team. And I'm like, Tone, your dad's never gonna talk to he's done with like talking to us. We go to Raleigh. Lo and behold, Dick's in the hotel and he has a pregame speech for us. And I'm like, Tone, what happened? He just said he'll never see us again. I'm thinking this is the last time Dick talks to the staff ever. And the next day he's giving us like a talk and he's giving us stuff at like the pregame meal. I said, Tone, he said, Jay, it happens all the time. You just got to deal with it. You got to get used to it.
That's a great story. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, let's shift gears and talk about NC State. What were you happy with? What were you unhappy with? And also, we're going to talk about Pitt as well. Ended up beating NC State, had a good lead, and you let them back in the game. Was there a concern late in the game, like, oh no, we're going to blow this? Or were you guys, you knew you had it?
You never feel good until there's zeros on the clock. And I thought we played well. But that game, and definitely the Pitt game, there are just some lapses at times where, you know, we're turning the ball over, we go through a lull where we're not making shots, and we give up big shots, and we got to correct that. I think we've got to be better. But it was a good win at State because that's a gritty team. We knew they were going to play hard. Funderburk had come back from not playing. So, you know, we got their best. Obviously, they're missing the kid Daniels. But they were going to be scrappy. And they pressure you. They're always, you know, in the full court trying to speed you up. And I thought, you know, it was a good we need to go against that pressure. It's hard to simulate that pressure and that athleticism in practice, and it was good. It was a good prep for Pitt, to be honest.
Yeah. Between both bigs, they scored 18 points. Was that a concern at all, Bates and Funderburk?
Well, it was a concern because of their physicality. And, you know, they get on the offensive glass. They're trying to duck you in, and they play through those guys. And, because of Sam and Trey at times giving up some size, you know, we just had to be alert to post traps. And sometimes it was hard to trap. But I thought there were a couple of times the post trap was good and wasn't so good sometimes. But then I thought Jay did a good job in the second half of, controlling the paint and some of that ball screen, the ball screen stuff he was good with. Got a couple steals, if I'm not mistaken, in that game where they were trying to throw over the top of him and his length. He was able to take away some of those passes on the pick and roll.
Is there a concern? It didn't happen last game with Pitt, but with the previous two games, is there a concern about defensive inside presence?
I mean, we know we're giving away some size, but you know, hopefully Poppy will give us some minutes and use his physicality. You know, as we get into the you know, some of these teams with you know, traditional two bigs, like Carolina's got two bigs, and you know, State at times played both of those kids. You know, we're gonna have to, Poppy's gonna have to be out there with you know, I don't know if he and Jay can play together, but maybe at times, and hopefully Caden can get out there and give us some minutes. And Justin's got to be ready. I mean, Justin and Sam and Trey unfortunately give away some size, but it's not because they're not trying and they got a ton of heart. They're trying their best.
So is that letting us know? Is that an indication that Caden's ready for tomorrow night?
I don't know if he's ready, but if his number gets called, he better be ready.
Okay, so he's available.
I think so. I don't. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So the other concerns, you know, over the last couple of games, rebounding, giving up offensive rebounds, and turnovers seem to have been an issue for the last couple of games.
Rebounds. Pitt is tops in the country in offensive rebound. State's got those two bigs and their guards go. We knew offensive rebound was going to be an issue with this team this season. You know, our defensive board, we knew we had to be really good in that regard. So we're always yelling at, look, five guys got to rebound. Guards, you got to come back and help the bigs. And so for the most part, most of the season, we've been good defensive rebounded. But again, as we go against some of these teams, and look, Pitt thrives on second chance opportunities, and Champagne and Koulibaly and those guys, even the kid, what's the left-handed kid?
Marquise
Tony rebounds very well for a guard. Yeah. He goes to the offensive glass. The turnovers were a concern because we allowed them to speed us up, and I you know, we got to be better against pressure. So you know, some of them were inexcusable. Some of those turnovers, and we talked about that with the team. We showed them film. You know, we practiced it. We just got to be better. We got to be better with the ball when we see pressure.
Yep. Nonetheless, with Pitt, Champagne, and we probably pronounced his name on the pregame show eight different ways. Right. He had a great first half, and I'm not sure if he's leading the ACC in scoring. The first half, 4 for 6, 10 points, and the second half, 4 for 12. What was the halftime speech about how to handle him?
Well, we decided we were going to let Sam try to guard him one-on-one. I thought Sam did a heck of a job accepting that challenge, meeting that challenge, making him work for all of his points. I mean, he bodied him when he tried to back him down, made him shoot over the top, tried to do a good job of keeping him off the glass. We contested most of his shots. In the first half, we doubled a little bit, and we just said we didn't need to do that. We weren't going to do that in the second half. I thought that made a difference for us defensively, but obviously once they started to press and they sped us up, we gave a few easy buckets away. But Sam did a hell of a job on him in the second half.
Yeah, really great job, and I thought defensively. Guys just look like when you guys play defense, when it was on, it looked great. Everybody rotating, everybody moving. And Xavier Johnson, who had 32 previously against Virginia Tech, shut him down.
Well, we knew he was gonna come in all riding that high and look to get downhill and transition and put pressure on us getting to the paint. He does. He's one of the fastest guys in the league in regards to that. So, you know, being back, setting the wall, letting them see five guys on defense was what, you know, we talked about. I thought, unfortunately, there was some easy transition buckets. Like, we were on the edge with transition defense at times. We let a couple guys get behind us. We gave up a couple easy ones. You know, we got to continue to get better in that area.
Yep. And I typically like to talk about or raise the challenges or the issues first before we start talking about the good things. And I think I have to remind you, I think probably that you guys are 8-1 in the conference and doing really well.
You know, I'm so close to it, Mark. We're always trying to figure out how we can be better and what we need to improve on. Regardless of record, we want to just continue to work and get better.
Yeah, no, of course. And I get that. But you guys are playing well overall, right? First place. Two of the reasons that you're playing really well, the whole team is just getting better and better and improving. We talked about that, if you remember, after the Gonzaga game. And we talked about, okay, now we're going to go into the ACC. And guys are going to get more confident, and they're going to start playing better.
Well, there's chemistry. You got guys, you know, they're trusting each other. They know where each other is on the floor. You know, they're just trusting each other to make plays and to have, if there's a breakdown, we're scrambling better defensively. Like, we're doing all of that stuff that comes with experience. It helps that we got three dudes that are shooting over 40% from three.
Yeah, and that two of the guys we're going to talk about, I'm going to ask you about right now. One is Trey Murphy, who hasn't been getting a lot of publicity. At least we haven't, in the locker room access crew, haven't been talking about him a lot. He's had a really good season so far.
He's been very consistent. I mean, when his feet are set and he can get a look at that three, I mean, he is shooting it at a high clip. You know, not only does he shoot the three, but at times, I mean, he can drive and get to the rim, and he's a good cutter. He and Jay were on the same page in that state game where they were back cutting and hitting each other for dunk. You know, Jay's hitting him for dunks. So, you know, he's coming. He's coming. We got to continue to get him to, you know, just learn the defense and continue to be better on that side of the ball. But his offense, I mean, he's a shooter, and he'll tell you he's a shooter.
He seems like he's defending pretty well too, right?
It's coming.
On ball defense.
On ball and trying to be in the right positions, you know, off ball to help. Yeah, he's working. We want him to go in there and rebound and use that 6'9" length to help us on the glass and be better in that area. And I think that'll come.
Yep.
And some of it's he's got to get stronger. He knows that.
Right. And of course, player of the week, who just seems like he's getting better every game.
Big Smooth.
Playing so well, Sammy Hauser.
Yep.
And it's so nice to see. I'm glad to see when UVA dudes get recognized, because I think sometimes we get overlooked, right? The players on the team. And he's really just evolving defensively. I'm so impressed with how much he's evolved and how much better he's gotten.
Yeah, and you know, we need him to be that way. We need him, and I do some film breakdown where, you know, I'm always breaking his film down and Jay's film, and I'm always telling Sam, hunt shots, and be aggressive and assertive. And so whenever he's flying off screens or we're posting them, I just put hunt exclamation point. And he's always sending me the thumbs up emoji after I send him those videos. So when he can stay aggressive, he's pretty daggone good.
Yeah, Willie, speaking of Hunt, so we at the Locker Room Access were talking about, have Dougie and me talking about the new terminology right? Paint touches, Hunt. When did you guys start using Hunt? And when did paint touches come into play?
I don't know. It's evolved over the years, Mark. Touch the paint, throw it. It used to be inside out basketball, right? Like play inside out. Now it's touch, you know, let's get paint touches. I don't know. It's just evolved. Hunt. Okay. Hunt is let it fly. I don't know. There's all kind of terminology. I just come up with stuff. I don't know if it's new.
Okay. What is your favorite offensive scheme you guys have?
My favorite scheme?
Yeah. What's the one you think works the best, is the most successful, and what's your favorite one to run?
I like it when the ball goes in the bucket. I don't care what the scheme is.
Okay, but the coach says, we got one play to run. We're down two late in the game. We need a good shot to tie it or win it. What do you want to go with? You got
somebody make a shot.
You got sides.
I want somebody to make a shot. I don't know. Look, I told you, Mark, you got to stop calling. People be getting our calls and signals listening to the Jay Willie show.
I think everybody in the ACC, there's a lot of good coaches. And if they don't know the plays by now,
they don't know.
You know what? They need not be coaching. They see they need to be coaching somewhere else.
They don't know.
High school in New York City.
The offense I like is ball movement, player movement, it go in the paint. That's what I like.
I'm gonna put a little more pressure on you right now.
There's no more pressure. I'm just telling you.
I'm going to put a little more pressure on you right now because I'm going to bring in somebody. I'm going to bring in my man, Dougie Fresh.
That's the best offense.
He may or may not have a question, by the way.
That is the best offense. Ooh, look at that.
Yo, Jay, ball in the left hand, high dribble. That's how we did it.
Hey, Fresh, that was to the – you were about to in and out pull up three right there.
Oh, yeah. No, I was about to break off a long chest pass, sprint down very slowly, get it back, flock them real quick.
Dougie, before we go to your question or, you know, conversation,
yep.
We can talk about later on whether or not you have a question, but can we talk about that shirt you're wearing?
Oh, yeah. I'm a YB.
That's the YBs.
I'm a YB.
DJ Wills.
And what do you have on your head?
That's a Pittsburgh hat.
What are you talking about?
All right.
That's a Cavalier joint.
All right.
I had to pay for it because ain't nobody sending me nothing for free. So, yo, Jay, whenever I'm back in Charlottesville, I go to the bookstore or wherever, and I'm like, I get this, that. It all looks great. I leave, and they're like, it's $545. I'm like, time out. I didn't pay for one beer in 4 years of college, so I'm gonna pay for this.
You mean 2 years after you turned 21?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
YB's was talking about you earlier, saying how come Jay Willie, when somebody asked him, how come Jay Willie doesn't have a shirt, or does Jay Willie have a shirt?
My Jay Willie?
YB was asking, why doesn't Jay Willie have a? Does Jay Willie have a YB shirt?
He'll get one.
I don't have one.
You know what YB said?
I need to purchase one.
He said, I'll trade him for some Virginia gear. When I get something sent from Jay Willie, he can get a shirt.
You dudes are hard on me, man.
I'll defend Jay, man. I'll tell you what Jay Willie does, he gives us access. When I come down, I want to be in JPJ. He tells his guy, I'm good. That's the key, man. And Jay told me back in the day, he's like, Fresh, you're too little. Our guys are big. You can't wear our shit.
I can't help him with that gear.
Wait a minute, you trying to tell me that Dougie can't fit into Kihei gear?
I can't give him Kihei gear now. If you're my size, you can get some 2X, but I can't help Fresh with the medium. That doesn't work. Fair.
Come on, Jay. I ain't no medium. I give him 250 push-ups a day, yo.
All right, Dougie, what do you got for us today?
All right, so my new thing is I want to be a consultant, a coach consultant. And I hate killing, you know, Jay or Jeff Jones or Brian Stith, all my guys, about what I see with their teams. But I'm going to tell you, Jay, I've noticed something with Tomas.
Tomas,
when he gets his left foot in the rim, meaning for three, when his foot is facing in the rim, he makes shots. He has a tendency to have his feet sideways to the locker room. Watch the film.
So he just needs to square up more, is what you're saying.
Simply said, it's square, but specifically, put your left foot. You know, we're right-handed, so our right foot's in the rim. I saw it last game, and he went off last year in the Carolina game, made the shot. His left foot is always in the rim.
There was a game last year. I want to say it was at Louisville. He made a ton of shots.
Oh, yeah. He had a big game.
He had like 7 threes in that game.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, every time his foot was in the rim, because he has a, you know how some dudes, like, they put their foot away and it goes with you, man.
Well, Kyle Guy was able to get away with doing that. Kyle could be different. Here and he just turned, like, he could square with the best of them.
But at the end of the time of Kyle's shot, everything was at the rim.
Right.
So Dougie, is your question, can you get put on as a consultant?
I'm trying to be a consultant, man. I see stuff.
Right, but what's your question?
So do you want to be a shooting coach consultant? Like, what are you saying?
Oh, I can cure all shooters' ills real quick.
Well, then we should have had this years ago.
Yeah, but I get it.
Hey, Wills, why are you encouraging him?
You think I'm too good, but I'm not.
Why are you encouraging him?
We should have had this years ago.
I see different things, too. Like, you know, last year, Kihei over-penetrating, getting shots blocked by elbows, and then you guys figured it out, dribble around, get out the paint, you know.
Keep the Steve Nash, dribble, right? Keep your dribble alive. Steve Nash, just come on.
I see it. So here's my question, though. Marky, I have a question. And I want to take it back to what we all won, and it was the national championship. And in the euphoria of Minneapolis and the whole thing, has it ever sunk in, Jay? Because you went from national champion and you're doing a full sprint. And you guys were in New York, Tony's doing stuff, and you're with them and the whole thing. And then you have no NCAA tournament. And now you're in COVID year. Has it ever sunk in? And have you ever enjoyed it since I bought you and your wife your sodas after the game that night? Did you ever like say? I can't say it, Marky.
Don't do it.
Hold on. Hey, look. Hold on. Ethan's knocking at my door. Give me 1 second, and I'm gonna come back and answer that question.
Can Ethan say hello?
Hold on.
Tell him I'm Dougie. Here, Jay. Tell him Fresh is here.
Dougie, I'm very proud that you asked a question.
I wanted to say.
Don't forget, there's people watching. They'll still be watching, even though Jay Murray left.
All right. Ethan takes care of me. Sorry about that. So, has it sunk in? Yes and no, because you're right. It was a whirlwind. We kind of got right back into, you know, you go right back into, as a coach, recruiting season. But with that banner hanging in JPJ and that trophy and that floor up in the
that's when you got it.
Every time I walk in, it's, you know, it smacks you in the face and you say, God, we really did it. You know what I mean? So yeah, you always get a chance to kind of take it in.
Yep.
But business as usual goes on. There'll be a time when we all come back and we talk about it and we're drinking and having a good time. And
right.
But yeah, you never know when you're gonna go back. So yeah, I think it's important to always remember, but not live in the past. Hope that you can do it again, but understand what you did. Because
you don't know this, but before the NC State game, we had Derek Wittenberg on.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and we talked about his run, and they beat Virginia twice. You know that you saw the 30 for 30.
So they beat them in the ACC championship
semifinal.
To get, to get to the NCAA.
Yes.
And then they lost, they wouldn't have been in the tournament.
And then Final Eight, Jay.
Yeah.
Ralph.
No, Witt's a good dude.
Yeah, Witt's the best. He's funny. But he's good. Until you ask him a question, and then he will never stop talking like me. Here's my second question. And
Dougie. The segment is called the maybe question of the week.
But I have a real one now. So Jay Willie, he's talking about the grind. It never stops. You watch games. You know, you gotta scout. You scouted your whole life. Has there ever been a team that stuck out to you that you like in college basketball, aside from your team, American, BC, or BU, or Virginia, that you actually like, sort of root for in a way, if that makes sense?
No.
No? Nobody?
No.
That's funny. I mean,
outside of when I was at American and BU, I followed Virginia. Like, I wanted to see right. my alma mater do well, but no. I appreciate good games. I appreciate good players, but I have no.
You can't watch it.
No interest to see another program do well. No.
Old Dominion.
I mean, I root for JJ, but I'm more concerned about UVA.
Yeah, and, no, it's a crazy focus, right? Like, you can't watch a game without dissecting it, right?
I know I can watch. I mean, I can watch NBA games. I watch NBA
college basketball. Games. College basketball.
No, because I'm always looking at stuff like yep. how did they defend this action and
yep.
who did they run out of bounds under or like what are they doing? This guy's got it going. Are they how mm-hmm. are they defending? You know, so yeah, no, I'm always looking at stuff like that. NBA games, I tend to just watch. I'm a fan. Like I just watch those guys because right. those dudes are phenomenal. I mean, the shots that they make, God, they're some of the best shot makers. They make contested shots all the time.
Dude, I've said since we graduated, Jay, every shot made in the NBA, a routine shot, is a highlight in college.
No, it's a contested shot. Yeah. And they,
so we wouldn't take.
They make them all the time. They yep. make them at a high clip.
Yep. All right,
Dougie.
Real questions. All right, I'm out.
We appreciate
good
you.
Good to see you.
We'll see you.
I'll see you tomorrow night, Dougie. 6:30.
Let's go, Jay.
I'm still a little confused.
Alvarado, 12 years in, by the way.
It does seem like he's been in school that long.
Man.
I'm still confused about how Dougie bought you drinks after the game because there was a huge after party.
Where? He took care of me down in the hotel lobby.
Okay, before you went up to the party.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. That place was packed. Dougie is one of the most generous, best dudes. He's hilarious.
My dad was there, my sister, Fresh. I mean, it was at Ralph,
yeah.
Ricky Stokes, and then, I mean, you name it, Andrew Kennedy. Everybody was there. It was fun.
It was a blast. It really was. All right, Dougie did bring up one name who's been missing, who's kind of been MIA. And turned out to have a great game against Pitt, right? Two games ago, no bench points against NC State. And then Thomas Woller-Tensei gets hot and hits 14 points. And one of the interesting things that TB does, one of the adjustments he makes during halftime is if somebody's, that I've noticed over the last four or five years, if somebody's playing well in the first half and they come off the bench, he'll start them in the second half occasionally. Is that a group decision or is that just something he feels?
Well, I think it's depending on how we're doing, who's playing, you know, the situation. And we've done that. I don't think Tom did that in that game. I think he still came off the bench in the second half.
No, he started. Unless he came in with 1 second or with 1 minute into the second half, which I missed the beginning of it.
Yeah, I'm almost certain we started the same way the second half. Okay.
You would know.
But he definitely gave us a lift. And to his credit, I mean, he was ready when his number was called. That's a hard thing to do. You know, you go, you know, where you scratch a few games, you don't play a whole lot, if any, and then your number's called and you go out there and produce. That's, you know, to his credit. But he's been working. I mean, he puts the time in. He's always getting shots up. He's just staying ready. And those guys, you know, I watch film and to a man on the bench, those dudes are into it. Like they're totally vested. They're having a good time on that bench. So that as a coach, you know, the staff, we love to see that. Like that, you know, they're about what's right and want to help us win.
Yeah, no, it's encouraging to see that. And when you look at Thomas's previous few games, the shots he took looked good. And he seemed confident taking them. And maybe a few were in and out, maybe a few missed just by a little bit.
No, I think he's a confident kid. I mean, he knows, you know, he's okay with his role. Yeah. Come in, if I get an open look, take it, make it. You know, if I don't, take the next one, but play sound on defense, take care of the ball. Like he has embraced that to his credit.
Yeah, that's an incredible aspect when somebody can embrace that role, playing right. A lot of minutes the year before and right. Now coming off the bench and not sure how much they're going to play, but he's that's just a credit to him and right. Who he is and his character. All right, looking ahead tomorrow night and Saturday night, Georgia Tech tomorrow night, 2-point victory at home a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, they have three guys who we call the entertainers, or they've got DeVoe, Bell Biv DeVoe. They've got Usher, Michael Usher, right? As an Usher. And then we refer to Alvarado as El DeBarge.
Hey, and those dudes are good.
Yeah.
And you didn't even mention Wright, who I thought had a good game against us.
Really good game.
Our place. I mean, he rim protected, like he blocked everything going in there. You know, we got our hands full, and they're, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're undefeated at home in the ACC this year.
They had a tough one the other night where they were down 17 in the first half and came back.
But I watched that game. I watched that game live, and Alvarado did a heck of a job. He willed them back in that game. Man, that kid's good. He's as tough a competitor as they come. Usher will put pressure on us. They're going to want to get downhill. And I thought DeVoe late in that game made some big play. They played a lot of – it was just ISO, one-on-one, let me go make a play. And so we're going to have to try to defend those three dudes in particular on the perimeter.
Yep. Game plan for tomorrow night besides defending those dudes on the perimeter? You know I'm going to ask.
Back, pack, and rebound. Simple as that.
All right. Looking ahead beyond Georgia Tech, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock on the ACC Extra Network, which I hope I get somehow. North Carolina Saturday night.
I don't want to look too far ahead.
I know.
That's a game. Look. You know what they're going to do. They're going to throw it in the paint.
Yep.
They're going to try to score on the inside. If they miss, they're going to try to go get it on the offensive glass, and they're going to try to push the ball down your throat in transition. They want to play fast. We're going
they
to
have three to bigs. Play. I'm sorry. I cut you off. Go ahead.
We're going to have to try to negate transition buckets, and we're going to have to try defensive rebound.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, we'll deal with them when the time's right. But they got a lot of talent. That's a good team.
I know you don't want to look ahead, but just the only other point I'm going to make about it is, and I want to come back to Georgia Tech with one more question, because I know that's the game tomorrow night. They've got three bigs that are averaging and playing very well, right? Carolina, Armando Bacot, Garrison, and the
Dayron
Sharp, who's playing very well, playing 20 minutes a game. I believe they're all averaging over 7 rebounds a game, close to double figures scoring. That's going to be a tough crew to battle on the boards, especially because we've been giving up a lot of offensive rebounds.
Yeah, we're going to have to five guys are going to have to rebound. We're going to have to try to keep them up. The blueprint is simple. Box out, see if you can rebound, get back in transition, and take care of the ball, because they're going to try to speed you up. You know, occasionally they may trap. They'll try to deny and overplay and force you to try to play quick. But we got to limit second chance opportunities against them.
All right, coming back to Georgia Tech really quickly. They go from zone. They have been going from zone for the most part, the first half or first 10 minutes of the first half. Yep. And they seem to be going man-to-man after that in the games I've watched them play.
They play Notre Dame almost entirely man the second half.
Yeah, and they did that the game prior as well, whoever they were playing. I can't remember right now. Where they played Clemson. The first half of the first half, they played 1-3-1 the whole time. And then from that point on, it was a close game. Then they went man-to-man, ended up killing Clemson. How difficult is it to make that transition for the kids to go from zone to man in the middle of a game?
Well, you got to kind of – I mean, you got to recognize what they're in, get the ball movement, you move, and then immediately know what they're in so that you can attack it. But if you start just standing and letting them just stand, you don't know what they're in. So, you know, it plays to their advantage. So I think if we can ball movement, player movement, and quickly recognize, I think, you know, we got some stuff where we can attack both man or that matchup zone.
Yeah, or 1-3-1. Yeah, 1-3-1 matchup zone. Yeah. And then when you talk about the crowd, it's almost a blessing or it's very helpful that there's no crowd, right? Because that can also make it a little bit more challenging to recognize.
Hey, hold on, Mark. Hold on. Ethan's back. Hold on.
Take your time. Tell ES said hello, please. Where's Dougie Fresh when I need him?
I'm sorry, Ethan. Like I said, he's taking care of me, man. He gives me my I got this back pain, so he takes care of me at night. I got to get my pills before I go to bed.
Sorry to hear that.
So what were we saying about?
We're talking about the crowd noise and how difficult it can be recognizing defenses and under the crowd. And
well, so this, unlike our home, where there's probably what, 250 fans that are allowed in. This is one of the few places that you got a decent sized crowd. Like Florida State, them, and Clemson, I think, are the schools. And so they're gonna be probably 2,000, 2,500 fans in there tomorrow. It'll be a little noisy. It'd be normal, somewhat. I think the guys are looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And how much do you guys practice and work on dealing with the zone and beating the zone or versus man-to-man when you're about to play Georgia Tech?
I mean, any team that has zone in their package, we'll spend some time on it. And, you know, obviously, preparing for Syracuse, that's all you do. But, you know, Notre Dame's got some zone that they play from time to time. So you spend – you got to get that zone work in because it's obviously it's different than man. But theirs is a little different. You know, at times it's 1-3-1, then they kind of match. And then quite honestly, at some point it just becomes man. Like they just match up and it's man and you just got to be ready to go against it. They'll have you stand and initially, you know, that three-quarter court 1-3-1, you got to deal with that, you know, until they match up. But you know, we spent some time on that. We spent time on press. We spent obviously a bulk of the time going against the man and working our man stuff. But we're constantly getting that work.
Yeah, I thought you guys did a heck of a job against their matchup zone 1-3-1, whatever it was the first time around. And the guy playing the middle just has been very effective for you guys this year against Oak.
I mean, you put decent field guys in there, Sam and Kihei, and at times Jay's in there. And Reese has even gone in there some, you know, so you put some guys that can make that are playmakers and can make the right reads. That's most zones.
Yep, absolutely. All right. What are we expecting as far as, you know, I'm going to ask you, defense for us tomorrow, offense, plays, anything new? Anything new? Give me something new, Jay.
Whatever worked the first time against them, we're going to duplicate that. And what didn't work, we're going to correct those things. Hopefully we learned our lesson, because I was getting so frustrated watching Wright block everything. Like, we kept going in there and he kept blocking shots. Yeah. I felt like he had like 5 blocks in that game.
He had a good game. He had a really good game. And they played well, right? And one of the things that was key in that game was Alvarado picking up his 4th foul, I think with about 10 minutes left, and he didn't score again. And I think he came back in the game with about 7 minutes left.
Well, it did. I mean, it wasn't like he wasn't aggressive once he came back. He still was playing. I mean, we may have done a better job, you know, getting to his shots. But, I mean, if I recall correct, that dude was stripping the ball out of guys' hands and all kind of stuff late in that game. I mean, he's good. He's really good.
He is.
He's a senior, right? I hope he's a senior. He's gone.
Senior. Yeah. Good. Well, you know, he might be back next year.
That's right.
He really could be, right? Just like your guys could come back next year.
That's right. Right? Forgot about that rule.
On a roll, playing well, 8-1 in the conference. Got to be happy. Some extent, I know, never satisfied, right, until the Final Four, and then even still in the chip, right?
Hey, but I'm going to tell you this real quick before we roll. So, and I'm just thinking about it. It has nothing to do with what you were just talking about, but it just popped in my head. So we're getting ready to come down, and my boy Chris Slade lives down here. He's a football coach at Pace Academy, real good friend of mine. I'm recruiting a kid from his high school, and he's like, "What time you get in town?" I'm like, "Why? I'm gonna come and pick you up." I'm like, "Chris, you can't come pick me up." "Why, man?" I says, "We're in the midst of a pandemic, man. I can't go anywhere. I can't." "Oh, I forgot about that, man." we're down here in Georgia, man. This thing, we're wide open down here. I said, "Well, I can't go anywhere. You can't come see me. I can't, like, you could come to the game if you want tickets, but outside of that." He started laughing. He said, "Yeah, I guess I forgot about that." So shout out to my boy, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic football player. Correct. Was he there with you? Did he finish with you?
He was 2 years older than me. But we overlapped.
Okay. All right. Hadn't had a chance to meet him. Was he down at the Final Four?
No. Okay. He didn't come.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be on the night we had Kirby on. It was supposed to be Kirby and Slade.
Right. So we got to get him back on at some point in the near future. Tell him you can't hang out, but he's welcome to come on Zoom anytime.
I hope we can get him on.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, Jay, another stellar show. Appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow. Get some sleep, and I hope the back feels better, because I know how challenging and difficult that can be.
Yeah, no, Ethan's taking care of me. So I got a heating pad and I got my pills.
All right. Best of luck. We'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Good to see you.